turn off my wiper so that's not so loud. I'm driving to work right now, and I wanted to record this encouragement for myself and for anybody else who ever may go through this. As you know, I don't like to claim labels. Labels are helpful for understanding sometimes why we do things, but I don't want them to become an excuse for me. And also, besides that, I also don't want to. What am I trying to articulate? I don't want to make it come to a point where I'm not allowing God to do a work in me because I'm just like, oh, this is what I have. This is who I am. I want to be able to say, these are my tendencies. This is what I struggle with, but God is able to work through that. So have you ever had an ADHD morning? That being said about labels, I have ADHD days sometimes, and I have looked up other people's experiences with this just so that I can receive encouragement, because it could be very disheartening. And what I mean by that is when you make a really careless mistake that affects your day, and it may even affect people around you, it's very discouraging and it's very frustrating. So to share what happened to me this morning. So yesterday, I have several jobs, which shouldn't surprise ADHD people because you have a lot of capacity to bounce around to different things, which is a good thing. That's a positive way that we're wired or have the tendency to be wired by the Lord and people who share those characteristics. So that's a good thing. And one of those jobs, I wear a uniform. Yes. So the other day, it had been a while that I was waiting to be able to buy a white button-down shirt. And so I found one, and I was very excited. I had waited like 6 months, and this was like super, super affordable. Sometimes it could be like $40 for just a shirt, a long sleeve. It's frustrating. So this was on sale for $20. Yay, I got it. Well, then at work yesterday, it was very nice. It's Christmas time here now currently, and one of our coworkers was gifting the team little gifts for the 12 days of Christmas, and one of the things was pens. So I put the pens in my white button shirt pocket, and I forgot that they were there. So at the end of my shift, I went home, and usually at the end of my shift, I'm like a mess because like the nature of the work is like handling food, and you get messy, and yeah. So I went home, and as per usual, took it all into the washing machine, and then I dried it. And this morning I went to go take out the things, and as you can already connect the dots, the pens had opened up and splashed all over the new white shirt. Not only did that happen to mine, but I thought I was being so nice and helpful by adding a few extra items to the load, i.e. my husband's most expensive work slacks that took him a while to get, and a couple other things in there. His pants also were ruined. And then I was just so angry at myself and felt so stupid. I went to the car to get something out of the trunk. And I hit my head pretty hard on the trunk door, just adding to the stupidity that I felt. I just walked out the door, and my husband very kindly said, "Stop ruminating about this, because ruminating is also is only going to open the door to more." And in my mind, I added to more stupidity. But it's true. It's true, because that's why I wanted to come on here and talk, to kind of just break the cycle of driving to work in silence and thinking about all the potential stupid things, careless things that I can do sometimes. And I know I've talked about this in the past, because I have these days. You know, the fact of the matter is that, like, everybody does careless things. Everybody does things that make them feel dumb. And then even people who don't have attention issues have days where they just, you know, stumble over themselves repeatedly. And they're like, "What's wrong with me today?" There's a normal level of that. But sometimes for us who struggle with this, when we have too many days of this in a row, we just get very insecure. And I would venture to say that a lot of people who have ADHD, maybe not everybody, or ADD, sorry. I call it ADHD because that's the common one, but it's, for me, ADD. And there is some hyperness there in the mind, but not physically, so I do have a component of that. But anyhow, so when it's too many constant days, I would venture to say that people with this struggle with confidence and are more leaning on the insecure side, because it's like, you know, when you're constantly doing things and people around you see that, and maybe they wonder, you know, we can never assume what other people are thinking. That is a huge mistake. But I know I do that. I'm like, I do things and then I'm like, what are these people thinking about me? Seeing me constantly make careless mistakes. Do they think that I'm just careless? I don't want people to think I'm careless. Sometimes I've gone through great lengths to be more than careful, be very cautious, be very methodical and slow so I can avoid mistakes. And that usually backfires, because then I know that I'm slow, and I also know that people are like, "Hurry up." And then there's also the part where even as best as you can try to avoid carelessness, it just happens anyway, because the executive functioning is just off, and you may not perceive something or just miss something as much as you're trying. But we don't want people to think that of us. So as I said, I'm driving, so I don't have scripture in front of me, but I can think of principles that come to mind to help us with this. So I would say that we need to remember truth about us and stop punishing ourselves. I feel that if we're really, maybe this is just for me, but if I'm really, really analyzing, a lot of times when I don't get over it, it's because I feel like I have to punish myself, especially when it involves other people. I don't want the other person to be mad at me, so I'd rather be mad at myself so that they in turn can be like, oh, let me lay off, because she already feels badly enough about herself. So I feel like if I punish myself, it'll deter other people from punishing us, which is manipulative, and it's, you know, we don't want to really feel the weight of our mistake. I feel like we need to really take our thoughts captive in these situations, as the Bible instructs us to do, and stop, as I was told, ruminating, or just wallowing, or just sitting in the carelessness or the dumbness of what has happened. We need to stop, and we need to claim truth over us. I'm pretty sure I've also covered this, but it always reminds me the contrast between Judas and Peter, where they both, in a sense, betrayed the Lord. Judas betrayed the Lord by accepting money to tell of his whereabouts, or like really tell the authorities who, like, this is the guy. And then Peter betrayed him by denying him 3 times. But the difference was Judas took his punishment into his own hands and ended his life. Because he didn't want to say, you know what, yes, I'm sorry. And this is very deep theologically, so I'm not going to get into that, because scholars have argued if Judas had the capacity to be forgiven, because it said, you know, the person was chosen, someone had to be the one to betray. So I'm not going to go down that route, but for the purpose of now, I believe in my heart that we all have the opportunity to ask for forgiveness. So I think Judas could have done that, but he didn't want to. He wanted to punish himself, and he didn't want to be humble. Whereas Peter, in the moment, you know, he's very scared, and he was very scared. He didn't know what it meant, what was going on. I think we, if we're honest, we would have all reacted like that. But instead of him saying, no, I'm terrible. I deserve to die. I'm going to end this. Or, you know, just closing God off, or closing oneself off from vulnerability and accepting the weight of mistakes. And of course, I'm talking about the mistakes that we do that we don't mean to do. They're on a much lesser weight than these things, but it's still, the point is still valid, that we have to be willing to just say, okay, I made another mistake. It's very humbling to make, you know, like 4 or 5 careless mistakes in a day, every day. Be able to still maintain your confidence, but to maintain your confidence in yourself. But it's something that we have to be willing to just open ourselves up to that, and know that our confidence is in the Lord, as Scripture says. It's not from us. So it frees us to know, like, yes, this is my struggle. This is what I deal with. So it's a constant reminder that our confidence needs to be in the Lord and not in ourselves. Maybe it's, perhaps I can't speak for others, but perhaps it's easier for people who got it all together to not depend on God, to not see their constant need for God, to be like, hey, you know, I'm a pretty pretty cool person. I got things in line. I got things in order. But whereas for us, we see how much we need. We need the Lord. So I hope that's encouraging to you today. I have now arrived at work. So I'm going to go in with my confidence in the Lord and not ruminate on ADD, ADHD, and just trust the Lord to be my hands and feet today. Be encouraged, be well, and until next time, bye-bye.